had a child.
Gerald and Jay converse in mystic, ethereal ballet. Ideas and stories, hopes and dreams they share, with intuition as their guiding cosmic flair. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl, metaphysical whispers, a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. Good morning. We are Carolyn and Jay here with Metaphysical Conversations, and it is Monday, February 5th, 2024, and you are listening to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Good morning, Jay. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. So I don't know if we're able to take questions in the room from via phone. We had a few gremlins in the system this morning. So are we able to take questions in the room?
We are able to take questions in the room, both over the phone and via chat.
Okay. So if you'd like to call in, you can call us between 7:15 and 7:35. We'll be taking calls. And that number is 857-232-0155, extension 870-303. The number again is 857-232-0155, extension 870-303. And Jay, how else can they get us?
And if you want to come over via the chat, come over to Facebook, click on the, or actually go to 1-2 Radio, click on the chat button. That's on the left-hand side of the screen. That takes you to Facebook, and that opens up a brand new window to a private Facebook group called 1-2radio.com. Click on the chat button, or click on the button to send over an invitation. I think I'm still waking up. But after you do that, we will see it on our end. We will get you approved, and you will see our banner at the top of the page, Metaphysical Conversations. You'll see the comment section below, and that is where you can put your comments and join the conversation. So
okay.
What is...
Yeah, and you know, come up with some really in-depth questions for us, because it's a lot more fun to, rather than just generalize, you know, find what's going to be happening to me tomorrow type of thing. So come up with something that you might be working on, so because that helps everybody. Anyway, today we thought we'd talk a little bit about getting our perfect house, and then maybe you know, other ways to, you know, just ways to focus on getting it. And not only if you're buying or if you're renting. So Jay and I will come up with some ideas for you just so you can prepare yourself. And one of them I was thinking of was to really just clarify your vision. And you want to, you know, clearly define what features you want in your house and the characteristics that it has, the ambiance of your ideal house. And you want to really be specific about the details that you desire. You really have to focus on them. And you know, like it, mine, in case for me, it's going to be I have a hot tub outside, right? And I mean, that's a definite. It may be that it's not there yet, but there's a good place for one. But that's one of the ways that I clarify my vision, is just to see the
and place. I feel like that's super important, not only with finding a home or an apartment or sacred space, but also that can really come in handy with any manifestation. The more honest and clear and upfront we can be with ourselves, and the more that we can be authentic about where we are and what we want to manifest, and to neutralize any of the energy that might be coming up around that, especially the energy that could be coming up to that I would call more like resistance kind of energy, that's either making it impossible or making it really difficult to allow you to be honest about what you really want. Because that's the key, like really being able to be honest about what you really want.
Yeah, eliminate the doubt. Good point. And you know, identify and address any doubts and negative thoughts that might arise while you're manifesting, and maybe replace those with positive affirmations and reaffirm your belief in manifesting it. So that's a good one, Jay. I like that one. What
So I'm
else could
curious
we?
if you're ready to share what made you into like, was there something that happened that put you into this space of manifesting a new home, or was there a particular?
Well, actually, I was on Zillow earlier this morning, and I found Zillow sends me announcements on houses. Oh, it was so cute. The house was so cute, and it was, on 4 acres, and
Wow.
it had everything I want, was the right price, but I'm not ready to do it yet because I need to wait until my house further east is I have renters in that space, and I need for the money to go up a little bit because whatever I do, I want to pay cash for it. So I'm not quite ready yet because I want to see the value go up on my other house before, and I'll sell that one first, and then I'll sell the one that I'm in and be ready to go.
That's exciting. You're not the only one that gets those Zillow notifications. I get them as well.
Oh, it's
And they are fun because it really can get your mind and brain going in a whole different direction that you weren't going until you saw the notification for that particular property or house.
Yeah, I mean, I was so tempted to call on it, but it would just be too much because I'm it would just be too much right now, and because I am practicing right now, I'm practicing on doing something else, which is part of what we're going to be talking about this morning, which is clearing the you want to clear your house from clutter, clear it, and so I've been decluttering. And doing a lot of goodwill drops because you want to really have the feng shui working in your house, and so that you can kind of keep your mind open for that which you're desiring up ahead. So you want to have feng shui energy alignment, already happening in your house already. So your current space should be, decluttered. And ready to roll. So because it helps you think better. Have you ever like when you're trying to get something done, and it's just is a big project, and it's just so overwhelming that you end up cleaning your house. Because when you clean your house, you kind of clear the cobwebs from your mind so you can really prepare yourself for this next project. And it's kind of you're getting your own feng shui alignment going when you do that. And so you're going to be more capable of taking on that big project.
I couldn't agree more. I call it stuff management, is what I call it in my reality, when it's important for me to clear the clutter and to really have only the things that really speak to me. That's the way I like that, the way
That's
that the
right.
rule of thumb that I have. And it's important, I think, whether we're moving or not, or thinking about moving, to do that every now and again, because it really does help lift up the energy in our space. But especially in this kind of case where you are looking for a total change, it is the way that we can clear the space and make room for the new. Like I like to look at it as like laying out the red carpet for the new to be able to have space to come in. And it also, regardless of what happens, helps to lighten the load of the actual weight of stuff. Like if you carry bags of things out to your car and there's like a weight to them, like I think we underestimate the like how much weight the stuff in our life has on us. And it's in a situation like this that we can really look at that and also clear the clutter, and in clearing the clutter, like lighten our load. And not only doing it physically, but it has an effect on us spiritually and just in our manifestation power.
Yeah, it sure does. And once you do that though, it'll feel just I mean, you just feel so much better, like you're able to take on a lot more. The other thing you can do is create a vision board. So you would compile images, for instance, of your house that you would like. Like today I found when Zillow sent me a house that I loved, I could print that out and put that on my vision board. And you can use words on your vision board, symbols representing your dream house. And you want to display your vision board where you can see it regularly and focus on it. So that's another idea for really helping you to prepare mentally on what you're really looking at. What exactly are you really wanting? And visualize it daily. Practice your visualization exercises where you vividly imagine yourself living in the dream house, and you feel the emotions associated with achieving this goal. I can see myself in my hot tub, and it's probably, I'm probably got a lot of trees around, and it's very private, a very private area. So, it's just more woodsy type of thing. So, yeah, but also too, I would like to have the ocean nearby, except for not today because the weather's been so ugly here.
Yeah, right now it's like, as much as it's amazing to be by the ocean, I think everybody is questioning that because of just the latest storms that seem to be pummeling the coast.
Yeah, hurricane weather. I mean, on the coast now, so it's interesting and it's scary how this just keeps on changing. Our, the weather just keeps on getting worse. It's just really awful. But I better go into the next one, which is a positive affirmation, using positive affirmations. Really. That you already have your house. I think I maybe already said that, but you just reinforce your belief in manifesting it. So, yeah, I'm in my beautiful house, and I'm so thankful that when really bad weather comes, I'm not affected. About that.
I love it. I mean, the clearer we can be, the better.
Yeah. So, let's see, the other thing too, when you're really visualizing it, whether it be a house or whether it be a bag of emeralds, you want to also cultivate gratitude. So and we've talked about that a lot here, but daily, just be full of gratitude for what you already have, and what you have in your current living situation. Before you even get to your new place, just really be thankful, and that will attract positive outcomes for you. So you want to just notice things and notice what you're really grateful for.
So I want to do a quick moment to say hello to everybody joining us in the chat. We have Catherine from the Deep Soul joining us. Good morning, and she says great topic. Catherine is an
Hi,
advisor
Catherine.
over on 1-2-Listen, and it's great to see you this morning. And then Tara is joining us. She says good morning. It's great to see you, Tara. And
Yeah.
Renee, hi Renee. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And
Yeah.
don't forget, you can call in. We have that time between 7:15 and 7:35, and that time is now. You can call us with a reading request, and we can have an interchange over the phone. We love it, actually, to have a conversation with you. You can do that by calling in 857-232-0155. That's 857-232-0155, and then extension 870-303. 870-303. We would love to chat with you over the phone. And then this is also your opportunity to put in a reading request in the chat. We will take a look either way. So back to.
Yeah, some of the things we can do. So you want to take inspired action. So like I saw that house today. Well, I'm not ready to call the realtor, but one of my inspired actions would be to maybe add it to my dream board because it was so beautiful. So you because it's helping to align myself with my goal of getting my beautiful house. So, taking inspired action is really working with the universe as these things come in front of us, right?
Well, and I want to stop right here and talk about this because I think there's a difference between what our mind thinks we should be doing and what our mind's action would have us be doing versus, like what you're saying, inspired action, something that's more coming from our intuition,
Right.
coming from the intuitive flow, more from the divine feminine. And how do you know the difference in your world?
Oh, well, that's a good question, Jay. And all right, I'm gonna use my art as an example. inspired versus you know, just doing it. So say I need to draw a baseball bat, you know, or you can be told draw a baseball bat, and so somebody else is telling you to do it. You're drawing it out, and you know, there's nothing there, but I might want to see that baseball bat with wings, you know. But I wait to let the baseball bat kind of tell me what it wants to look like. You know, is it, you know, what kind of texture does it have? What, you know, what is it? Does it have eyes and a nose? You know, are we going to make it more cartoonish? So I guess the difference there, Jay, would be I kind of listen for, you know, it's really, you know, diving deep into your mind and listening. Listen to the universe. So I think that's difference. And then when, you know, like for instance, there's just no fun when for instance, I came really close to taking on a job for some art, but I realized that I was working with a commando on what the thing would look like. So it's like, what fun would that be? I don't want to do that job, you know, because I don't even know what I can't even command them. I have to wait for the image to produce itself. And you interview your characters. You interview, you know, what the image should be in regard to whatever event is happening. So that's what I like to do. I think that's the difference of is that more lengthy than you needed.
No, I think it's something that it's good to talk about, because I think it's hard to separate out sometimes what our brain is telling us is important to be doing, or what's going to get us to our goals, versus when we're coming at it from more of a like a full consciousness, like I'm fully present, fully conscious kind of place, and like where we would come at it from there. And where our intuition would maybe have us go. And I share that because sometimes we can think it's more work or more doing. And sometimes it's about more time out to just be, to like set the space to allow spirit to drop something in on us. And I don't mean drop in a manifestation, like something's going to drop in out of the sky, even though that can happen. But it's not the normal. But more from the standpoint of being able to, again, make room in our consciousness for whatever it is we're wanting to manifest. And also, like, whatever the instruction may be that can come in from the universe or wants to come in from the universe that can provide help and assistance that can lead us closer to that place. And the reason why I asked you, Carolyn, the difference is because I feel like when our brain, our critical, or not even our critical thinking brain, but just our overthinking brain, and that advice is going to be one thing versus like what our intuition is going to have us do. And that's why I asked it, because I think it's hard for all of us when it's important to us, like our own manifestation, my own partner, my own house, it can get real personal. And I think that's when it can be even harder to do what I'm talking about, but where it can be the most important. Do you see the,
Yeah, I agree with you. I want to ask Jay, did somebody just come in on the line? Because it sounded like somebody else was added in. Is there anybody?
They did. Amy is here. Amy, do you want to come on in?
Hi. Hello. Hi.
How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm not too bad. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. What would you like to look at?
Well, kind of like a general reading. I mean, I really enjoy your show. It always seems to click with things that are going on in my life. You're talking about the dream board and purchasing a home. Last year I had set a goal, and I've been saving and trying to buy my first home.
Okay.
And so there is always a setback. Two steps forward, three steps back, you know, and I just had a step back last month, and I'm wondering, you know, what are things looking like for me?
As far as your purchase, you're saying?
Yeah, the ability to do so, or should I just give up on that dream?
Oh, are you kidding? Okay.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, so let's see. Do you want to take it first, Jay, or do you want me
to? Sure. So I do see the sort of like the start stop place that you're in. Like you got some ideas, you started moving on them, and then now I feel like you're in a place where things have slowed down. It's more of a contemplating, like hermit kind of phase, and it sort of caught you off guard because you were moving on your ideas, you were moving on what was going to be new and next, and then all of a sudden, like you were feeling the support, and then you weren't feeling the support. And so I think it's got your mind kind of in a twist. What I feel like is happening is what we were talking about a little earlier, where the universe is really clearing out a lot of space in your life and in your energy in order to make room for what you're wanting to make manifest. And I wouldn't take what's happening as an indication of that it's not going to happen, but more actually of a confirmation that it is, and that you're actually making headway. And that's why this is coming up to come out, and why like this sort of hiccup, it feels like a little bit more than a hiccup, but it's kind of like a hiccup in the sense of like the bigger picture. And once you get to the other side, I feel like you're going to get that feeling of momentum that you were feeling before. But right now is this opportunity for you to weigh out like what is really important and valuable to you in where you're heading. Like what is like truly valuable? And it's interesting too, like because it was just like what we were talking about from there's a mental version of you and what it thinks you should do. And then there's like what your heart is telling you you should do and like what that guidance is. And I feel like you're in the process of weighing those two things out.
Yes.
You know,
What do I desire and what's practical for me? It's like, you know, my dreams are big, but those dreams aren't always able to be fulfilled.
Mm. Okay, so not yet. You can say not yet, but
not yet. Know. Yeah.
Yeah. So so one of the things that too is something we've already talked about. Have you gotten your feng shui down in your house right now, the one you're currently in? Maybe working on
pretty much. I have reduced the clutter and I feel pretty balanced where I'm at right now. I feel pretty good about it.
Okay. So you're on Zillow all the time?
Not all the time.
Yeah.
No, not. I had to stop. I had to take a step back from that because it was just, it was an unattainable goal. It's not time. I could tell it's not time yet. The interest rates had gone up and that kind of made me take a step back. And then just before Christmas, my car broke down. And I had to buy a new car. It's like, darn it. You know, now the money I wanted to put towards my goal, there's always a fly in my ointment. And that took me away from, I have to focus on the car now. I can't focus on a house. No. I have to take care of this before I can move on to that. I don't know if I could do both.
One of the things that you may want to try though is keep on dreaming about the house. You know, you keep on working towards it just in case. You know, you can work on the car, sure, but that house is really important to you, and I can really feel that. And I do feel like you're not lost out on it yet. You know, because you haven't walked away from it. When you walk away from let's at least give yourself some time every day to really clarify what you're looking for. And in this case, too, it may be that you get a loan from the homeowner themselves, you know, so that you can get maybe a lower deal going, or you know, you find something where somebody is getting out and they end up with a really good deal. So dream big, you know. Yeah, this is your
time.
Dream big.
It doesn't cost any money to dream big. It's kind of hard because sometimes the big dream doesn't come in like just the way we had anticipated. However, by opening ourselves up to those big dreams, sometimes it is the thing that brings in something even better, something that we didn't even think about. And I want to say like your car situation feels like one of those things that came in that got in the way of your bigger dream. But in essence, it was still taking care of something that's also very important. And I see that the universe is showing me like a boomerang. Like if you can be very grateful that you have a new car now and that you have that part taken care of where that was an issue, that can be that gratitude and energizing that can be like a boomerang that you send out into the universe to then bring in the house next. So it's like, okay. It is very powerful what's happening. And I feel like there's an organic flow to the unfolding, even though it doesn't make sense to your critical thinking mind or just even to your emotions about like the order and how it's happening and why things are happening. If you can keep, like Mark says, he's coming up next. One of the big things he says is be that counter narrative or that counterintuitive voice to the part of us that is like lost in the worry or the is just like weighed down by all the overthinking, like bringing in that counter narrative, like almost as if we're our own parent, bringing in that other piece to the puzzle that we don't want to see or we can't see. I'm seeing that kind of exercise would be very valuable to you because that will keep your emotions in check. And that is also very powerful. Like when your emotions are in check, Amy, I just see your manifestation power goes up much, much higher.
Well, and it goes along. It goes along too with be proud of yourself that you manifested that car. I mean, because now you've got a really car, right? And that's the mind you want to use. I'm so grateful that I have a really nice car now. But now I want a house too. So
yeah, I've had mixed emotions about this car. It's like it almost makes me angry, but I'm grateful because I have what I need. You know, it's not necessarily what I want, but it's what I need. And I keep fighting with myself and telling myself, you've got to count your blessings and keep moving forward. I have not lost the dream of getting a house, and I'm still putting money away for it. And, you know, I just felt like it just moved to a farther reach for me, you know, by having to pay for the car now. It's a setback. And but of course, that's life. There's always something there in life to set us back. I'm sorry, Carolyn, what were you saying?
Yeah, just as in these setbacks, you are getting stronger because you're and getting mad is a good idea because then you can say, hey, I want this to be much easier. This has got to be easier for me. And you let me know that there's a boundary. You have crossed my boundary. Really, just take it on because the universe is here for us to really work its magic for you. And depending upon where your, you know, mind is and what you can really reach for, it's, you know, the universe is there for you. So really, really turn it around and expect what you really want.
Okay. Yeah. Because sometimes I feel defeated and it's like I fight with myself. I feel defeated and then I give myself a push and a nudge and I counteract that stinking thinking and I pick myself up and I try to keep moving forward to reach those goals that I desire and make my life better. But, you know, life always throws stuff at us and it's sometimes. Yeah, you know, you can't see clearly.
Well, you get your picture of the house that you want right on your refrigerator. Just plow it on your refrigerator so you're always looking at it. And make sure that you keep your vision of what it is you want. Problems are going to be solved. The universe will help you pick at that when you're ready. So, you know, you'll think, oh, I didn't ever think of that. Now I have my house, you know, and it's so hard. So you're gonna get it, but you do have to start to change your mind around it a little bit, and really work your clear intentions, your set intentions, your positive affirmations around this, and just eliminate the doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah.
Thank you, Amy, for calling in today and having this time with us. The way that I see it is you're well on your way to making those manifestations that you really want to happen. And I know life can be really tricky with the way it throws stuff at us. And it feels very personal. And I just want to reiterate that it, even though it feels very personal, it's not, in the sense that there isn't anyone or anything that's out to stop you from getting those manifestations, like it can seem or appear sometimes. However... Yeah. Why am I telling you this? Oh, there's a reason. Try to keep calming that part of your mind that tries to make it like a black and white issue like that, because I feel like that
Okay.
is one of the things that's inhibiting letting some of these manifestations in, because they, in essence, go outside of the constraints that you think when you're in that black and white thinking.
Okay.
And so try to, even if you don't understand what I'm saying, ask the Holy Spirit to show you from the Holy Spirit's perspective what's happening in your world. And that can also help open up like what your intuition will show you about what's going on, so that way you can come outside of the black and white and get more into the, well, not even gray, like the full color spectrum. It's as if you're, we can get into like a black and white kind of movie when we're lost in our own limitations or the limitations that our brain is putting on us. And then it's like as if we go into a Technicolor movie when we are walking around in our light and in our empowered state, and we're inspired and we're lit up by the people around us and our intuition. That's like walking into like Technicolor. And so I feel like you're right now in the black and white, not from the universe has put you there, but more from just where, that's where you're at. And just see yourself heading towards the color. Like you're heading towards the color, you're heading towards the action. It's happening. It's just happening over time.
Yeah, thank you, universe, for
Okay.
my house. I really appreciate it. And yes, I do love the car now. I'm really appreciative that I have this car, and that way I don't have to worry about it once I have my house, once I have this move.
Yeah, I'll have a car. Sure.
Yeah. So
Yeah. I do when I meditate, I reach out and I ask the spirits to provide, tell me, please speak with me, and
And then you follow through with your intuition, your inspired intuition, right? Once like you may hear, go to Zillow, go check out Zillow, because it helps.
Yes, those answers do come to you in very, very particular or strange ways, and
Right.
you might hear it in your head or something, that idea. Yes. So it's
When you get poopy thoughts, just remember that this is all about magic and replace it with something positive.
okay. Thank
Yeah.
you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Talk soon, and thank you for calling in.
It's great to
Thank
talk
you.
to you, Amy.
Bye-bye. Likewise. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Jay, I wonder if we should send put out the since we were talking about clearing clutter, you have a few maps for setting up your feng shui, which includes
Yes.
which includes some Bagua maps, and that you can use to kind of make sure that the chi is flowing. So yeah, Jay is gonna post that right now. But if you're not online and you're listening to this up ahead, you can actually Google Bagua map, which is a tool for feng shui. You can map out where you use the metal, where you use the fire, the wood, and that kind of thing. And for feng shui, it really requires you to clear clutter. So decluttering is a fundamental. It's fundamental in feng shui, and it really does keep your home able to bring in positive energy, and it flows freely. The qi flows freely when it's decluttered. So, what are some other things we can do for feng shui, Jay?
Well, I feel like I have you. I'm not a professional feng shuier in any
Oh,
kind of
okay.
way. I know CA does some is a professional and has some amazing tools that she utilizes to help people do the feng shui in their space or in their space. But I know it more from like this sort of way where I go to the internet and I do some research and I. Figure out what I need to do for my own personal space. And I, whenever I have looked at my space in that way, it makes a difference. It really, really does. And
Yeah, it does. You can use mirrors for expansion to kind of expand your place too. Use a lot of mirrors that reflect light, because natural light is really important for feng shui. So it helps to have as much natural light as you can do. And you want to incorporate living plants as well. That really, really symbolizes growth and vitality. So, and you want to place them in an area where you want to enhance your positive energy. So, you know, these are a couple things to consider anyway. And then also too, he's going to include when he posts on Facebook, how you would position your bed. And with the bed, in the bedroom, they say that you're not supposed to have the door straight, you know, like straight ahead from you. You don't want to be in line with it, because it promotes more of a sense of security and control and also too, you want to have a left nightstand and a right nightstand at the same height. Those are some other ideas that you can do, but this map will give you some ideas that he's posting.
I posted those in the comments, and we have a question from the Deep Soul Care, Catherine. And she says, have you heard of an emotion board for manifesting? If so, can you describe it? I haven't heard of an emotion board. The closest thing I've heard of is a mind movie. It's a company where you can take your vision board and you can make it into a movie. And it's about using symbols that affect you on an emotional level. And so from that standpoint, it would be using symbols that speak to you on an emotional level in your vision board to incite or into enliven that emotional response. That's what comes to me intuitively, but because it looks like you have it capitalized emotion board, like that's a patented thing. So I'm not sure about specifics, but that's intuitively what comes up for me when you ask that question.
Yeah, and I also have to use it intuitively as well, Jay, because I have not heard of that about that. But if for me, I would probably put pictures of when I was having a really excellent time with a friend on that dream board, because it reminds you that when you're riding the horses and laughing out loud, you know, that was a really good time. So it reminds you to make sure to have your joy. So maybe that would be another idea too. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So in Feng Shui too, you also want to make sure that you fix your leaks and repairs on your house. You want a well maintained home, and you want to repair broken items, and ensure everything is in working order. So. So that's another idea too.
We talked about this last week, and I feel like it hits on this idea of mental real estate, like what we can have our mind on, like working on, either worrying about or a task we can have it on. And I feel what Feng Shui does, especially this part, the clutter clearing part, and also having things in our space that speak to us, is because everything in our space, whether it's causing a mess or if it's organized, is talking back on a subconscious level. And so
I was in Canada, I broke my favorite earrings, and so I carried them around the whole time I was there, and I brought them home, and now they were sitting like dead in my house, and I kept looking at them thinking, can I repair these things, right? Can I repair them? And so I glued one of them, the stone things back together. And that was step one. And then I waited another day and I tried to put it back into its bevel, and I could not fit it. And then I gave up and I thought, my mental real estate for these earrings are dead. I need to get rid of them. And, you know, they were good while they lasted, but they are no longer. So, so that's something that you would goodwill or, you know, trash, you know, and, not even goodwill, because then it's somebody else's mental real estate that they have to deal with. How would I fix that? So, yeah.
Yep. No, and it feels good to take care of those kind of things, even though they seem little and insignificant sometimes. If we have a bunch of them on our list, so to speak, it can really add up. So that's why one thing, not so significant, when you have a list of 50, becomes significant.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. And some other ideas too for Feng Shui is to arrange furniture to allow for open and unobstructed pathways. So you want to make sure that you kind of have almost like a runway even area. I have a runway in my place. Nothing is in my way, and I can walk from the, you know, way in the back of the house from the bedroom all the way out to the kitchen without anything in my way. So and I remember looking down the hallway too when I first got this place, and I'm thinking, I'll never clog up that hallway. I haven't. and it has been really helpful that I haven't done that. So it works a lot better for you. So
we have a couple comments from Pamela. She says, still working on the clutter, but making some headway. And then she backs that, or also comments, she says, if you use one door the most, can that be considered the front door? The door that is actually facing the street, I only use to get mail or package deliveries.
You know what I've heard about that? I've heard that when you usually, like, you say she maybe uses the garage door rather than the front door. They say that you still use the map for the front door, but make sure to open the front door about every 9 days or so at least, just so you can get the chi going.
So it's like you can, it's like that way it doesn't get sealed off.
Right. Yeah. You're allowing the movement, the air movement, really, the chi to move around. So yeah.
That reminds me of a big deal. So I know some folks that are, for different reasons, they don't feel safe opening up their house. And I get that part, but I'm also going to share this note anyways, and that is to every once in a while find a way to open your house. And if you don't feel safe, find a way to make it like a safe experience for you, for the reason of letting the fresh air in. And letting the fresh energy in, because it really makes a difference. Like, I cannot reiterate enough, like, how much of a difference fresh air in our space makes versus, like, just having recycled air, only having recycled air, and not letting that fresh. There's something about that fresh, energized air from the outside.
That can really be nice. But if it's like a really cold day or something too, you can have ceiling fans. I'm just replacing my ceiling fans too, because the ceiling fans I have, they're going all the time in my house. Because it just feels better. Feels like the energy is moving, and it's not fresh air, but I do have the windows open occasionally, and the doors open, but the ceiling fan is another way of kind of moving the chi around.
True. And I know it's not easy. Like, it's not always just about a safety thing. Sometimes it's like winter time, like right now, and it might be too cold to have the door or window open. But not a bad thing to have just a little breeze come in with that fresh energy, that fresh air. There is something about what nature does to the air when it's out, like the process of the freshening of the electrons and the neutrons and how it all happens outside versus what happens inside. And we can mitigate that by house plants, like you mentioned earlier. It can be a really great way to help. And then ceiling fans, like just moving the air, getting it to move, are all great alternatives to making sure that happens.
You know, it made me think too, when as far as the house plants, they say not to put, and I can't remember why, what the reasoning is on it, but you know, house plants you can use as wood, you know, that would be the wood element. And but not to put more than, you know, just very few, maybe one in your bedroom. And I can't remember the reason on that, but maybe that's something you want to Google and find out about it. But yeah, it's, you know, you want to try and have all of the elements going, you know, so candles for fire and, you know, maybe you have a little fountain for water. Man, my ceiling fans are metal. So I wonder if that counts anyway, probably not. But the idea here is just to have it really, well, first of all, visually, lovely. So, because it makes you want to be where you are, right? When it's visually lovely. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just, that's, I guess, another way of saying you've achieved feng shui is when you can say, hey, this looks fantastic and very comfortable and cozy. Yeah.
I love, There is nothing better than that space of feeling like, like when you're in like a freshly done like room or a freshly done house.
Yeah. I mean, deep cleaning can really do that. I really, when I got back from Canada, I did a major deep cleaning and, you know, lots of Goodwill dumps. And because it really, because I feel like I need to start really preparing faster now for buying my place and making sure that this one's in order before I have to move. And you don't want to move, you know, things that haven't, you know, you're not getting rental space for that you haven't used in a while. So when you know, you have these little objects that take up space, you were just talking about that, you know, they add up. They add up in space, but, you know, if you haven't been using it, you know, Goodwill it or throw it in the trash.
I like that as a rule of thumb. Haven't used it in a year or two, especially 2 years. I really have to have an honest conversation with myself if I'm really, am I ever going to do the project or do the thing that I thought or whatever it is, whatever it is for the reason that I have the thing. But that's my rule of thumb is 2 years. If I haven't touched it in 2 years, I probably don't need to hold on to it or keep it.
Oh, good. Mine is 6 months. I like to do the 6 month rule, but I buy a lot, so maybe that's the difference. The clothes are another thing too, to go through your closet and, you know, keep anything that makes you look beautiful or handsome, and get rid of anything that makes you look okay. Why do you need an okay outfit? You know,
that's a great point.
You know, and then sometimes it always helps too to kind of put things in color order in the closet. Helps you find it up ahead, but also, you know, it looks nice. And it can, when you feel like wearing red, you know where your red is.
Tara has a comment. She says, I am continually shifting my space. I'm always working on clearing my clutter. I have even signed up to be a clutter coach through Denise Lynn. It really is a matter of teach what you need to learn, even though I am like a tornado everywhere I go. There is definitely a path, but not usually a clear one. Well, and I feel like you are spot on with we teach what we need to know or learn, and it does give us that real world experience to like have to figure it out in our own space, in our own world. Especially those things that kind of like make our head tilt, like what the heck is going on over there? Like, like why can't I like get a hold on that over there? What is that? Those things that seem like they should be easily explainable but aren't. Those are definitely places to like go into with your intuition on a deeper level, because our brain can oversimplify certain things, and it can make us feel bad for it not appearing simple in the quote physical world, and that isn't helpful. I feel like in your case, Tara, like you have a lot going on, you have a family, and in just that can be difficult to keep certain things organized when you have toddlers and kids that are a part of the household. Not impossible, but at the same time, not so easy as if it was just you and your husband. So my point to that is, like, there is something for you learning it into the level that you have to learn it with your family and all the different things that are going on, all the different moving targets, so to speak, that you are juggling. But keep up the amazing work. Keep at it, because it is the very thing that's helping you understand how to create a sacred space for yourself. And that's a priceless
work to be looking towards doing, decluttering people's spaces. I helped the gal in Canada declutter her space, and it was really refreshing for both of us, because I left it more beautiful, and it really, so it will help you too. You know, it'll help you also when you're doing even somebody else's space. So this is it's a great thing, and it really puts you in alignment so you can hear more from the universe, you know, and because you don't have so much going on in your mind when you're decluttered. Anyway, I guess it's probably about time to wrap it up, Jay. How are we going to get you for a private reading?
You can find me over on onetolisten.com in the afternoons and evenings. And if you don't happen to see me online, please don't hesitate to use the schedule an appointment button that lets me know that you're looking for me right away. And I will get on and become available as soon as I can if you're looking for me. How about you, Carolyn?
I'm on from usually 6 a.m. until 4 p.m. every day. And same as Jay, you can also schedule a call with me as well. And I also think I'm going to hit that ball back to you again, because I want to hear more about your other programs coming up.
Yes. So this week, coming up on Wednesday, I have my show, The Psychic Playground, at 4 p.m. Pacific. That's my own show. We get into some psychic games, and you can win some free minutes with me over on One2Listen. And you can also get some free readings happening over on my show, The Psychic Playground. And then I have a show with my partner that same evening, Wednesday evening at 8, called Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. We talk about relationships and relationship type topics, things that we're facing or seeing and dealing with, and also what we're seeing in the world with our peeps. So you can join us there. And then lastly, I have a show with Raven, last but not least, called Backstage Pass, where we interview all of your favorite personalities from the 1-2 world. And that happens weekly. So you can check us out at 9 o'clock on Thursday mornings for Backstage Pass. Thank you for asking, cool. Miss Carolyn.
Mark Husson is up next, and Christina LaFrance and Lori Love are just after Mark. So stay tuned. How fun.
Have a great night. Or a great night. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.
Have a great night too.
Exactly. That too. We don't want to discriminate here.
All right.
Bye, everybody. All right. Bye, Carolyn.
Bye. Bye.
In the mornings, gentle light, we bid you all good night. Ideas, stories, hopes, and dreams took flight with Carolyn and Jay. Conversation so bright in this cosmic realm where our stories ignite. Mornings embrace a new day's pearl. Their dialogues continue in this cosmic swirl. Thank you for joining with hearts full and swell in the mythical realm where our stories dwell.